Ohio woman accused of impersonating a CPS worker and luring a child. By Elaine Mallon on June 21, 2023. Ohio authorities arrested a woman after she allegedly attempted to lure a 4-year-old boy from his front yard. Home security footage shows Lisa Nacrelli, 44, walk up and wrap her arm around the boy sitting on his orange bicycle. Nacrelli strokes the child's back and his hair for minutes while she talks to him. According to the boy's mother, Jamie Spradlin, Nacrelli told her son that there was a really pretty car seat for him in her black car. "It creeps us out a little bit, it's gut-wrenching," Tim Spradlin, the boy's father, told WCPO after watching the surveillance footage. Footage shows the boy running into the Cincinnati suburb house. "Mommy, mommy, there's some lady here that wants to talk to you," Jamie recounts her son telling her. Nacrelli showed Jamie a badge and said she was with Child Protective Services, CPS. She asked if she could do an inspection of the house and said a complaint had been filed against them. However, Nacrelli did not leave any contact information for the family. The Spradlins felt uneasy about the encounter and checked the video surveillance footage. They also discovered that the woman they spoke with was not from CPS. "Everything was a lie, and now we're sitting here on top of being enraged that this even happened. Terrified because I don't know what her plan was," Jamie Spradlin told WCBO. "I know that she told my son that she has a black vehicle and that there's a really pretty car seat in it for him." Nacrelli was arrested and charged with child enticement, impersonating an officer, and burglary. According to a handwritten note Nacrelli submitted to the court, she said she had been drinking all morning and was only trying to scare the parents. "I walked to Kroger to get more beer. On the walk home I saw a young child that I felt wasn't being supervised. So in an attempt to scare the parent I pretended to be from CPS," according to the affidavit. Nacrelli lives blocks away from the family and has a history of public intoxication. In 2005 and 2011, she was charged with disorderly conduct because of public intoxication. She is being held in the Hamilton County Jail on a $10,000 bond.